I want you to sit at your desk or in a soft, comfortable chair. Get some big, soft headphones if you can. And there's no need to get naked. I prefer it if you at the very least wear your boxers. It might get a little messy. But I know you won't mind. I want you to turn off every screen and noise-making device. It is also important that you're not in a place where the air is stale or dry or dusty. Make sure there is a flow of fresh air coming into the room. Sit up straight. Today, we are going to be focusing on one thing and one thing only. Breathing. I know that when you listen to me, more often than not, you do not follow my instructions as they are given. No, I don't necessarily blame you for this. I can be quite distracting. But those instructions are given for a reason. I don't expect all instructions to work for every person, but there is one thing that's common to all of them. Breathing. It's honestly the only thing really needed to achieve a hands-free orgasm. Well, that and my voice, of course. Now, I know that it can be hard to follow instructions precisely when you are in the depths of an audio. I know it can be hard to think about your breathing when you are being stimulated and distracted by what you're hearing. It doesn't necessarily take away from the experience, but it changes it. It's easy to think that hypnosis can be, or even should be, passive. That you should simply sit back, listen, and be rewarded with sensations and experiences that are pleasurable. So pleasurable that you can't resist going back. But that is simply not the case. Pleasure is never a passive experience. You have to work for it. Isn't it a lot of work taking a woman on a date, cleaning up, putting on your best, and making her feel seen and appreciated? Isn't it a lot of work when you have sex? Nevertheless, oh, well, these experiences are all the more pleasurable and so much more fun. So, before we begin, I want you to disabuse yourself of any notion that the magic we can create together comes free. You are going to earn it by learning to follow, actually follow, my instructions and my commands. True hypnosis is like meditation and requires active participation. Close your eyes. Breathing only really has one rule. In through your nose, out through your mouth. I'm not going to ask you to hold it. I'm only going to ask that you fill your lungs completely and breathe out through your mouth to the point where the exhalation comes to a natural stop. Inhalation through the nose causes our bodies to release nitric oxide, which relaxes our blood vessels, allowing them to expand and carry more blood, more oxygen around our body. And this is the way I want you to breathe for the entire duration of this experience. For every breath, a deep inhale and a calm exhale. After breathing like this for a while, you may start to experience a sensation like dizziness. But don't worry, you are not dizzy. That is just the feeling of your body opening up, your blood being allowed to carry all the oxygen at once to all the places it wants to carry it. It is the feeling of your body relaxing and being allowed uninterrupted time to do whatever it is your body wants to do. It is the feeling of calmness and quiet that will enable you to find what you are looking for. Only when you breathe like this can your mind unclutter. We all think that in order to clear our minds, we need to process, to think, to solve every little problem, looking for peace of mind. And the truth is, your mind can only unclutter and focus once you stop thinking and start breathing. Imagine yourself not as a person, but as a cycle. Like day and night, like a rotation, a loop that is automatic. Your natural cycle is the pace of your breathing. Follow it, and make sure that no cycle is left incomplete or partial. Inhale until your body reaches its peak. And exhale until you feel that you are back on the ground. I want you to think of your limbs, your head, your chest, and your belly as big empty chambers. Chambers that we can fill with relaxing, warm energy. As you inhale, feel the oxygen move into them, at once invigorating and relaxing. And as you exhale, the empty slowly, except that every time you do so, a little oxygen stays behind. So as you breathe, you feel them fill with this amazing, filling warmth. By focusing on one thing, we can eliminate all worries of expectations. Because while I have a goal with this experience, your mind or your body might not be ready. Maybe it is just an off day, or maybe you need to abstain for a little while before trying again. Regardless, this experience will relax you. It will be an experience, and when it is over, you will feel reinvigorated. You will feel calm and peaceful, and hopefully you will have felt sensations that you have never felt before. This is the feeling of your mind beginning to connect with your body. It is the feeling of your muscles receiving sufficient blood. Your nerves waking up. Your mind becoming aware of its expansive network of connections and structures. And as you breathe, I want you to allow all the little things to melt away. If you feel the urge to move around or the need to open your eyes, I want you to acknowledge them and return your focus to your breathing. If you need to swallow or cough, do so and return to your breathing. Let little distractions be just that, little. As long as you keep returning to the thought, I am breathing. Breathing is what I have to do. Nothing should be able to pull you out of the experience. I am breathing. By focusing on your breathing, you will also find that you can easily focus on my voice without ever needing to do so consciously. Breathing opens up natural pathways in your brain that my soft, delicious voice flows through without any resistance or delay. My voice feels almost like oxygen for your brain. Invigorating, energetic, ethereal and airy, but direct and pleasurable. Allow your mind to simply disconnect from the world and reconnect to your body. Allow it to connect to my voice through your breathing. Feel how my voice fills you up, how it nestles itself warmly into the back of your mind. How the resonance of it travels along your scalp. How the echo moves down your body in slow, oscillating waves. By focusing on one thing and one thing only, we give space for our body to do what a body does. Feel pleasure. Feel warm. Feel capable and comfortable and strong. Now I know you think this is impossible, that this could never happen, that no woman could ever be so delusional as to think that you could ever come in your pants like a nervous little boy. So I want you to prove it to me. Really prove it. Of course, it's easy to not get a boner if you just don't focus and barely pay attention. It's easy if you do it wrong. But once you do it right, you'll find that my voice moves through your body in ways that are impossible to anticipate. Impossible to stop. Now I know you probably learned when you were younger that it's impolite to have uncontrollable hard-ons around girls, and that you should do everything you can to suppress and hide it. Think how embarrassing it would be if they saw you. But I think that's a stupid rule. I enjoy seeing how a man reacts to me. I like watching him get flustered. Boys enjoy looking at a girl's cleavage. Why wouldn't a girl enjoy looking at a nice, big bulge? Especially if I've been teasing a little bit. And I know that it's all my fault. I like to give a man a little stress test, just to see how he handles it. For some, it really doesn't take more than a look and a smile. Others break as soon as I touch them. I have very particular tastes, and I do need to separate the wheat from the chaff. The playful ones from the boring ones. I like a man who's not ashamed to show me how he feels. How I make him feel. They think their capacity to resist makes them manly, but what's manly about being embarrassed to show a woman your sexual interest in her? If you're sitting across from a woman and you can see her nipples get hard, would you prefer her to cover herself up and run to the bathroom? Or would you prefer it if she noticed you? Noticing her? If she smiled at you, maybe pulled on her top a little bit. If she enjoyed you watching her while she rubs her foot along your legs. I'm like that with cocks. I love seeing a nice big cock. And the look on a man's face when he knows that I know. It makes them so excited to know that I've seen it and that I want it. Don't forget your instructions. Because now I'm going to try and sabotage you. Just a little shock to the system.
No, not the stuff.
If you've been listening to me for a long time, like I know you have, then I know exactly what that snap just did to you. Visceral, shivering, pleasurable sensation that travels down your spine and through every nerve. Don't let it throw you off. Release any tension it may have caused in you. Keep breathing. I want my snaps to be able to travel throughout your body without disrupting your mind. Show me that you're as strong and resilient as you claim.
Feel my voice. Feel how soft it is. Feel how warm it is as it moves through you. No. It's not that hard. It's not getting hard.
Just breathe. Don't fight it. Let the resonance of my voice and my snaps move through your body. Feel it travel from your head, down your neck, and down your spine, culminating at the base of your body, where you are sitting. A warm glow pooling in your lap.
Spread your legs just a little.
Feel that warm glow begin to fill your cock. Growing.
Pushing against that restraining fabric.
That's it. Good boy. Loose to me. Lose to me. My voice allows your mind to spiral without limits, without hesitation. There is no resistance.
You would never resist me.
You could never resist me. You give in to me.
Give in to me. Your whole body relaxes as you slip deeper.
Your mind empties as I take you further. Deeper.
Deeper. Deeper.
And you want to go deeper for me. Breathe deep. Sink deep. Lose to me.
Ooh, look how hard you are. Fuck, I bet that's uncomfortable and really tight. It must feel like being caged. But it also feels so good you can't help but
clench
a little, twitch a little, feeling the muscles in your lower body beginning to tense and tremble.
Let your body do whatever it wants to do. Just breathe. Go with the flow of your body's natural rhythm. Go with the flow of my voice. I know we said hands free, but you don't mind if I just play with your hair? Just a little.
Play with your ears.
With your nerves and your senses.
Just to help you tingle.
Just to help you clear your mind. Just to help you clear your mind.
I mean, how could this be considered cheating? It's not like you'd get even harder just from feeling my fingers in your hair, right? And there's no way you're that sensitive and bent up already. Then I could start to edge you with just a head massage. Slender fingers in your hair. My sharp nails making your whole scalp go electric with tingles. It's so good you can feel your whole body going limp and relaxed.
Your knees buckling inward as you find yourself falling, sinking, dropping into a state of complete clarity. Complete submission.
Your cock throbbing with every heartbeat.
It feels so unusual.
Feels so good.
You feel present.
You feel connected.
Connected to me. Connected to your body. Feel the palm of my hand slide around to the front of your neck. Feel it rest there, hot against your throat. Feel the heat move down your chest and up towards your face. And notice how submissive you feel, giving me free access to your most vulnerable. You trust me instinctively. Your body, my body, is my body.
Your body.
Your body is safe with me.
My body.
Because I am in control.
My mind.
You can't help but forget yourself. Who you are.
What you are.
It washes away the current of my voice. You've no choice but to go deeper with me. You need to sink.
Sink.
Deeper.
Deeper.
There's no point in fighting it. Deeper.
Deeper.
You're already losing control of yourself.
Sink. Deeper.
All you have to do is listen. Breathe.
Go deeper.
Go deeper. Feel my hand move up and cup your chin. Tilting your head back till you look up at me.
Open your mouth for me, baby. I want you to swallow my spit. I want you to try to resist just coming in your boxers when I do it. Go on, open wide. And swallow. Do I taste good, baby? Tell me you love the way Domina tastes. Just as delicious as you always imagined. Really, it's no different than the saliva you'd get from a kiss, but that would be too respectful for the way I want to treat you right now. Imagine me stepping around in front of you. You catch a glimpse of a naked leg swinging over you. And then you feel me straddle you, sitting in your lap, the weight of my body pressing against your throbbing dick, my cheeks massaging and bouncing against the fabric of your straining pants. Clench for me, baby. I want to feel how hard you are. Let me feel that cock. I bet you wish you could fuck me with it. Just unzip your pants right now and put it nice and deep inside me. Let me bounce and ride on it. But sweetie, we both know we can't do that.
You can't even touch it. I can't even reach out and just
run my hand up and down the shaft. Slowly curl my fingers around it and just start to stroke you. Milk you. Bump you up and down with my hand. It would be cheating. You're just going to keep breathing. And I'm gonna make you come in your pants. Your eyes are level with my neck, and the soft, feminine shape of my throat, the hollow of my collarbone. I am wearing a simple purple zip-up hoodie with nothing underneath and simple red panties. With one hand, I begin to unzip. And the fabric spreads open. Finally releasing the tremendous tension it has been holding. My soft, bouncy tits threatening to burst out with every inch I unzip. Watch them reveal and expand in front of your eyes. Big and beautiful. Firm and perky. I unzip it to just where the fabric meets my areola.
Just before you're allowed to see.
And then I stop. I want you to stare at them. Focus on them. Feel my hips begin to buck back and forth. And the slow, subtle bounce it causes. And the heat generated by the friction between us. I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but I really have to grind on you a little bit. Watching you get so hard turns me on. I can feel it against me. It's not fair if I don't get to play with that. So I'm gonna make it come. Clench that cock, baby. Let me feel it. Show me how you'd fuck me. I'm sure it wouldn't take more than a couple bounces of my juicy ass to make you explode. Just imagine it. I've already proven my point. You don't have to keep trying to win. Just let go. Clench. 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 Feel your knees buckle as I slide forward on your cock.
You feel the pleasure. Your hands wrapping around my hips. You can feel the rhythm, my rhythm, in your fingers. My muscles clenching and unclenching. I lean forward and your face just sinks into my cleavage. And you feel my rhythm change. And my hips start to move up instead of forwards. Down instead of backwards. Transitioning slowly from grinding to riding.
I want to feel that cock throb under me.
I want to feel you start to lose control. Imagining me sliding these panties to the side.
Letting every inch of you feel every inch of me.
I bet your cock is screaming to be free right now. You can barely keep it from ripping through.
I know it's uncomfortable, baby. I'm sorry. Especially with tits in your face, bouncing up and down. Do you want to suck on them?
Do you think that with help? You see me pull down just an inch on the zipper and they come spilling out. Glowing pink skin. And these nipples, so hard and just begging to be played with. Good boy. Move your tongue around them just like that. Swim in this sweet, uncontrollable submission. Feel my hips start to speed up. Feel me grab hold of the chair as you grab hold of my thighs. Stuffing your face with my tits. Riding you until your body begins to shiver. Clench that fucking cock for me, baby.
Yeah. It's not too hot for you, is it?
The friction, I mean.
Is it getting harder to hold back?
I want you to feel the hot waves of pleasure wash over your body. Pleasure. And feel the way your cock starts to ache and clench with anticipation. Even if you wanted to stop now, there's no point. We both know you're already past the breaking point. The part where you could stop, you need to thrust mindlessly into it. Clench for me, baby. Clench. Feel your cock. Clench. And clench. And clench harder. Pleasure flooding you. As your cock just wants to be free, wanting to come, wanting to just fuck me back and give me all that cum. Oh, I want it. I want you to fucking come. Come for me. Come for me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Good boy. Good boy. Come for me and clench and feel that pleasure flood through you as it surges. You feel it surge and you shatter, you explode, you burst. Good boy, give it to me. Feel the pleasure again and again and again and again as it just builds up to be too much. I want you to fucking come for me, come for me, come for me, you little slut. You can't help it. The pleasure is just hitting you again and again and again, and all you can do is fucking take it. Take it as I grind against you, as I grind away at your sanity, as I grind away at those little frayed threads. So close to just snapping back and give it to me. Take it, you little slut. Give it to me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, you dirty little slut. Yes. Good boy. There you go. Just like that. Just like that. Let it all out. And don't you dare fucking slow down. Moan for me. Oh yes, moan like the little wanton slut you are. The needy, greedy. Oh yes, there you go. Fuck, baby. Make a mess for me. Keep going. I want to milk every single drop. I want you to milk every single drop for me. Until your mind is completely blank. 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 Until I...
I'm satisfied until you are empty and drained of everything that resembles thought.
Feeling such an immense relief of pressure all throughout your mind and body. A cleansing of everything that was obstructing the system. No need to move. No need to think. Feel the waves of calmness wash over your body. And the gentle, pleasurable throbbing of your tender, freshly used cock. And the warmth of my body next to you on this couch. The gentle breeze blowing in from outside. Notice a feeling of contentment. No desire to be elsewhere. No need to get on with the next thing right away. Just natural, simple contentment. If you didn't come, I still hope that this experience was able to relax you and make you feel a similar way. And if you did, I'm very proud of you for being such a good boy for me, following my instructions so well and feeling so good because you make me so happy. Whenever you feel the time is right, you can open your eyes and return to the real world. And when you do, resist the temptation to let the noise of the outside world back into your mind. I want you to preserve this bubble of peace you are in for the rest of the day and enjoy the feeling that it brings you.